The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I used to care so much about portraying a perfect life and acting like everything was okay when really things were far from it. I was secretly battling anxiety, depression, and an eating disorder. So it was a lot. I'm Victoria Garrick, former Division I athlete, mental health advocate, and host of Real Pod. Every Wednesday, I sit down with celebrities, athletes, entrepreneurs, and more to talk about the inner thoughts and feelings that we're all struggling with. So leave the filters and Facetunes at the door and join me on Real Pod.
Let some things be retrograde.
Guys, welcome to That So Retrograde.
Wait, this is so exciting because we're together.
We're together for the first time recording since March.
Oh my God.
My soul is revived,
this
Stephanie.
This is honestly great. I've missed it so much.
To be able to look in your eyes, IRL, and see your sweet, beautiful unibrow. What a gift.
Guys, I'm growing out my unibrow. I want to be a Bollywood star. Step back.
She's going for a Frida Kahlo celebration.
I just wanted to see what would happen.
Well, we're seeing.
And what are we thinking?
I think that I love self-expression in the form of connecting your eyebrows.
Elizabeth, trying so hard to be supportive, but just being so judgmental.
Well,
she's like, I love it. She's like about to take her shit without what she's lying.
No, I think it's great. I think, you know.
Yeah. No, listen, it's not forever. It's just for right now to see what happens. And based on how aggressively you're looking at me, I'm going to go home.
I'm not aggressively looking at you. I'm just so happy to see you in person.
But you're distracted by how much hair is growing.
There is a distraction a little bit. Like, I'm trying to look you in the eye and I'm having a little, like, now she's touching the cell ball. I don't touch it. No, but maybe later. I will say I did get to see you for your birthday and we had an epic afternoon Chromatica dance party.
Oh my God, was that not the most fun ever?
It was perfect.
It was so fun. Thank you so much for coming and being with me.
Of course. Okay, today's show, guys, this is a question that we get a lot. Mm-hmm. We get so, I think one of our top messages from people is, who do you recommend for a reading? Mm-hmm. And so we have joining us one of our favorites. She goes by Cardzy B.
Yep.
Online, Rebecca. She's an incredible tarot reader. She's such a guide. I myself have had many readings with her, but I'll point to one particular one. If you remember at the beginning, or really at the end of February, when my car got stolen. Mm-hmm. And I was a little shooketh afterwards.
Obviously.
I was just like, pretty much the most expensive thing I own.
Also, it's like the weirdest thing to just like go outside and your car's gone.
Yeah, I was a little rocked. And so I went to her and was just kind of like, I need clarity on how, like, what happened? Why? What's going on?
What happened?
What happened here? And she really brought so much ease. And that's what I think really like a great reading will do is it offers perspective and provides us an opportunity to see things in a way that brings us peace. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, basically, the cards are saying you just don't need this car. You don't need this car.
Didn't she say, like, you don't need this car, and then also it's going to be revealed why, like, soon or something?
Yeah, and then she also said that with the insurance and everything was going to work out, we would be really clean, and it was just going to turn a page really quickly, which happened. But you guys, I don't need a car because I don't go anywhere because we went into lockdown like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
So that was just wild. And I did feel so much peace after having that conversation because it just rattles you when something gets taken and you're just like, wait, what just happened?
Of course.
And I felt so at peace with it afterwards. And then it obviously revealed itself as to why.
Yeah. I literally am in like a cycle with her where every like month or something, I just like call her and I'm like, can we just have like a 20 minute, especially just like with relationship. I feel like 2020, I've just been cycling through so many like lessons so quickly. And sometimes it's like really easy and I'm like, okay, it's clear. And then sometimes you get to that point where you're like, wait, like I'm feeling overwhelmed. I feel a mix of like emotion and logic, and I'm not sure like which to listen to. And you just like, you need clarity every single fucking time. The thing that she references is so specific, and then it's like clockwork right there. I talked to her on Sunday of this week. Sarah, our friend Wineshank, was with me, and I just let her listen because I'm constantly talking her ear off about relationships. I'm like, can you listen to this reading too, so that when I like go back into my spiral, you can remind me? And she literally had her jaw dropped on the floor after and was like, oh my God, I have to talk to this person. Like, that's wild. It's like everything that we've been talking about reflected and then refined. I don't know how she does it. And I don't know another person who does it in the way that's like I love Remington, but I find his to be more like big and spiritual. And these are like, I love his for like the year read or like when I want to have that, the spiritual clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And like with Cardsy, it's like
tactile. Yeah. She's going to join us in just a sec. But I want to say, as you guys know, we, Steph and I, started a weekly newsletter where we just provide fun notes and thoughts about the week's episode and other things we're into for the week. And we're going to, in this week's episode, include a roundup of all of our favorite people who are doing digital readings right now. So,
which, by the way, like a digital reading, like, how are you so good?
So good.
What's happening? Okay, so I think we should just pop to it, don't you?
I do.
Rebecca, a.k.a. Cardsy B, coming through, y'all.
There's been a few things we all grab for during the 2020 of it all.
Let me name one. Hope.
Aside from hope, a digital reading or two will really help shake up the energy of the unknown.
So
and the stressies, the anxieties, all of that. We are welcoming one of our faves, one of our go-tos, one of the people who've held our hand really beautifully throughout this time. Rebecca Simzek, a.k.a. Cardsy B, is joining us. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. I love you, ladies. And I have been a fan of That So Retrograde for such a long time. I'm so thrilled to be on the podcast. And as always, I'm thrilled to see your beautiful faces.
Likewise. You know, I think, did we only meet for the first time in New York in the beginning of this actual year of our Lord, 2020?
2020 feels like it's been a decade in and of itself. So yeah, we've only actually known each other for a year. I feel like I've known you forever because I've listened to the podcast forever. But yeah, we only met the early 2020. Yeah.
Cardsy. We're going to call you Cardsy for the remainder. Stepping into your essence.
Totally. People call me both. It's kind of like the Stephanie Germanotti, Lady Gaga thing. I respond to both. So.
We just look to you as just such a gifted reader. And you have this really exceptional card deck that you created that is so like speaks our language to the moment, pulls from pop culture. I know that you worked in fashion and creative direction and all of that before. What brought you to decide to be like, okay, I'm going to go full in with being a tarot card reader after like having a normal life and job?
Yeah, totally. You know, and it's such an interesting question because I think a lot of people are coming to that in this time who haven't previously. I feel like the three of us kind of had like a pregame to that in our own transformations and dark night of the soul of you also working in fashion, Elizabeth, and kind of being like, I don't know that this is the right path. And like, there's something not fulfilling. And even though, you know, we had massive success in ways, there were other things that weren't fulfilling. And I had kind of this massive breakdown for many reasons in 2016. And I had read tarot since I was a little kid, like 10, 11 years old. I'm from the middle of nowhere, like rural Pennsylvania, not too far from Amish country. And I remember like saving my allowance and going to the Barnes & Noble in the little strip mall and buying tarot decks and astrology books. It was something I was always drawn to. And it wasn't necessarily in my family. It was just something that I was interested in. And my mom would kind of be like, okay, this is weird thing she's into. So I taught myself how to read as a kid. And then when I had this massive breakdown and dark night of the soul, I was reading for myself. Like even if it was a card a day, just to kind of, it was something that I found very cathartic. And I remember that being really healing and comforting growing up. So as I was doing that, I had a lot of friends and like colleagues from the fashion industry that were like, you're really good at this, you're really accurate. They would keep coming to me and I would just be like, okay, well just buy me dinner. You know, like it's not a thing that I do as a career, just it's whatever, thanks, buy me dinner, whatever. Then they were like, you really need, a lot of my friends were like, you need to do this professionally. So I started slowly just taking on word of mouth clients and it really expanded. And then I think in 2017, 2018 was when I illustrated my tarot deck. I was visiting Amsterdam, which is where I went to high school. And my best friend was, we were just shopping in a lot of our favorite like witchy metaphysical shops there. And I kept looking for a deck that was all kind of iconic or empowered women, because that's how I always reference and teach the cards. And we couldn't find anything. And my best friend said, you know, your background's in fashion and you're an amazing illustrator. You should just create your own. And it was something I truly never thought of. And I was like, like, sounds cool in theory, but it also sounds like a lot of work. And I did it as just a hobby. And I was like sketching on my living room floor in New York with my dog sitting there. And I was like, if nothing else, I'll use this as a teaching tool. For example, like the Knight of Pentacles, I made Mindy Kaling. So I made it all like iconic women. Because when I would teach people who aren't familiar with kind of the old school, like, oh, it's like, you know, popes and knights and kings and queens. I'm like, she's the Knight of Pentacles. Cause this is kind of the entrepreneurial, like do it your own way, like kind of carve your path. Even if doors are shut, you're going to get through it. You're going to be like, no, I know I'm going to be successful. Well, that's very Knight of Pentacles vibes. And so to me, that's like the essence of Mindy Kaling. And a lot of people, you know, like our generation in this day and age resonate more, whether that's good or bad, with pop culture, because it's what we grew up with. And it's kind of what we're familiar in that vernacular. So that's how I was teaching people to learn tarot, or how I would explain my readings to people that weren't familiar with the archetypes of the cards. And really the reason I created it was to make it more accessible, because I really believe everyone has intuition and psychic abilities, and everyone. And it's kind of finding your divination tools and what works for you. But if people are interested in tarot, I want to make it as accessible and like fun and easy for them to learn and kind of work with that as a healing modality.
As much as I love the traditional deck, and, you know, to find a reader who can really translate that for you is challenging. Like, I love your deck because I can play with it myself and play with it with my friends. And like, there's no barrier to entry whatsoever. Whereas like, kind of almost seems like silly when you're using a regular deck and you're like, the Page of Wands. And then you're like, you know, you don't have a reference point for it. So you're working harder to understand. Whereas with yours, your brain automatically can make that connection. And then it makes it much easier to apply it to your own life, which is just like, it's really brilliant, honestly.
What's your advice for us doing like a home read, a fun practice? Like what's the best way to dip your toe into starting to acquaint ourselves with a card?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the best thing to do when you're starting is like pulling a card a day for yourself of what does the universe want me to know today? Or what do my spirit guides want me to know today? Because then you can kind of, even if you don't know the meanings, you can look it up in the guidebook and then kind of see how that translates throughout your day. How did those lessons come up, like in the exchanges you had and the energy you experienced? And that will kind of help you learn what those cards represent to you. So that's always the first thing that I and many readers recommend, is pulling a card for yourself. And then at first, it is good to practice with friends. It's good to practice with people that you know, that you feel comfortable kind of being in that vulnerable space. One of the things I love about tarot reading and that I get to do every day is people come to me to be vulnerable. They're like, I'm going to tell you, I'm, you know, really concerned about this aspect of my career, or I'm really concerned about this part of my relationship, or this kind of, you know, self block that I have that I know I want to bust through. You start out, I think, finding people that are comfortable to go there with you. So that's often friends, family, your core people. So once you get comfortable kind of pulling the card a day, I always recommend people that are going to be able to be that vulnerable with you in a reading, because then you're going to get the most powerful and the most kind of clarifying reading.
I also love, you know, I think what you're talking about really speaks to something that has come up for us recently in questions of, you know, I think 2020 is like the find your purpose opening for a lot of people who've been, you know, furloughed or fired or whatever, like everything is shifting. And so this notion of like finding what is pulling you is really important. And I think your description of it just being this like fun hobby that you are pursuing is so important and just speaks so greatly to the question that everyone's asking themselves, which is like, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? And like, what are those things that are just like calling your spirit? And you followed that. And I just wanted to highlight that because I know that that's a question that's continuously on everyone's mind and something that we've talked about throughout this season of the show. When was it for you that you were like, okay, full throttle, let's go. I'm confident enough in this ability that I can say like, I'm charging money for it. I'm not doing the other thing. Like, it's a pretty big leap without a net.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I had been doing it kind of like as a side hustle for a while. And then I did a really powerful, the first plant medicine, the first ayahuasca ceremony I did, I think it was back in, I want to say 2017. I had a lot of visions and things came to me. And the one thing that stayed consistent through the whole ceremony was there was a painting that looked like the High Priestess, the second card in the major arcana, that's all about like the divine feminine connection to intuition and psychic abilities. And it's the only thing that didn't like shape shift in the ceremony for me. Wow. And it was all like, this is the thing that's constant for you. This is like a guidance and also my way of offering healing to the collective. And that was something that came through in that ceremony, but also just that one little thing. I was like, no, I'm supposed to do this. And the fact that it's honestly the most rewarding thing I've ever done. Like in my fashion career, I worked for some like big names. I was the creative director of Playboy. I had my own lingerie line and it was like on Madonna and Beyonce. And that was cool. And I would have these hits of like, oh my gosh, this is cool. I can post it. And like people will be excited about my life and kind of be envious. But I didn't have the soul fulfillment that I do when I have a reading with someone. And like when I've read with both of you and you're like, thank you, that really provided clarity. And that was really healing. Like that to me, I would do that without getting paid. Like, and that was when I realized that's what I want to do every day. I want to get excited to get up in the morning and I want to feel like I'm making a direct impact. And not to say that some people do feel that in fashion. I just personally didn't. So that was really when I decided to make that shift. But I think the moment of clarity by the pinpoint, it was literally that ayahuasca ceremony. And I was like, okay, it's go time. Like I now have to kind of choose my choice and be really authentic in what I'm here to do.
What's your biggest piece of advice for someone who's looking to get into like a more untraditional career path, like beginning phase? Like what was something that really helped you?
Ayahuasca.
Other than the plant medicine.
That's something that resonates. I mean, it's not for everybody for sure. So that was something that was just like healing on my journey. But in terms of kind of coming into a less traditional career path, which as you said, Stephanie, like so many people are awakening to the fact that like, oh my gosh, now that I'm in this quarantine and I'm like kind of forced to deal with what my life really is, what I'm prioritizing for those people that have been laid off or for the people that are on Zoom and hating it, you know?
Yeah.
What is it? Lights me up. When you find that, like the first thing is obviously is being playful and finding that. And I think a lot of us, it's what we loved as a child or like fulfills our inner child. And like, this is something I did as a kid and I always had that interest and that calling. And I think once you identify it, it's like, how can you begin to expand upon it? And it's not realistic for everyone to quit their job. I definitely stayed in fashion, you know, for a long time as I was building this brand, but kind of how can you even like little steps day by day of like, today I'm going to build an Instagram or, you know, today I'm going to like start a website. And if you don't have the tools to do that, like reaching out and networking, like who can I talk to expand upon this? And I think it's just the more like you kind of add to that, then there's that snowball effect of, oh, this is actually happening. Like even if it's on the side and it's a little low key and you're not making a big announcement, if you're not ready to do that, the more energy you give, if you just feed it a little bit, like a plant every day, it then all of a sudden becomes this very real and living part of your life and your existence.
You are so good at reading. It's actually crazy. And this is a question that I feel we have for everyone. Well, there's really only a few people that we hold in the esteem that we hold you. So we have it for one or two other people. Where is it coming from? To ask a very like silly question, but it's like, I don't understand. And maybe you don't either. I just don't understand how, like, you fucking nail it every time to like a spooky degree.
I truly don't take credit for it. I believe that it comes from the channel to source, the universe, whatever you want to call it. And I think it was just getting clear with that. And I believe we all truly have that. That is one thing. Just, you know, it's funny. Years ago, I used to design for Nike and their whole mission statement is like, be designed for like best athletes in the world or something to that degree. And it's like, if you have a body, you are an athlete. And I'm like, if you are a human on this earth plane, you have intuition. And I believe we all have it. And it just comes from fine tuning it. It comes from, you know, meditating. Like for me personally, I eat really clean. I'm plant-based. I don't drink. I've done a lot of things to kind of decalcify my pineal gland. Like how do I work with getting as clear as possible? And the more I've done that, the clearer the readings come in for me. But you know, everyone has their own path to getting in touch with that for sure. But I think it's something we all have access to, and it's just finding the ways to kind of clarify your channel to the universe and to source.
Do you ever have that moment where you're channeling and your conscious brain comes in and is like,
I think that's one of the hardest things is like our human 3D selves and our egos is, you know, sometimes I'll be doing a reading and I think I know, like me as like my ego self. And then the cards are totally different. And then I'm getting, I'm like, oh no. And then they will be like, that's spot on. I've had people then, you know, cry as a based on what I'm pulling in the cards. But if I had guessed just in that ego moment of like, oh, I kind of think this, they're probably upset with their husband and then it's completely different. And I just learned to disregard, like just trust the cards, even when they don't make sense. Sometimes I'm like, this doesn't make any sense at all. Sometimes I'll be like, okay, this is what I'm getting, go with me. And they're like, spot on. So I've learned to kind of disregard the ego. And I think that, like meditation, that has helped me kind of sort through those judgy thoughts of myself, those skeptical thoughts of when we're all super self-critical or we're overanalyzing, over-justifying. It's like, just let it come. And even if it seems crazy, let it come. And the more that I do that, and now that I've done like probably thousands, I haven't counted, but like of readings, it's kind of just like, I know, just let it come. And like, I'm just like bringing it through to you. And it's not about me or what I think the right thing is or what I think you should do as a person. It's what I'm getting in the cards.
Today, we're talking about what we're putting on our bodies, what we're putting in our bodies, and so much more. So first on the docket, guys, Sakara. So Sakara is a nutrition company that focuses on overall wellness, starting with what you eat. As you know, guys, we've had the founders, Whitney and Danielle, on the show 2 times. We are the biggest fans of this company. They send you delicious, plant-forward, learned that word from them, meals to your door that are ready to eat, chef-crafted breakfasts, lunches, and dinners. The menu changes weekly, so you never get bored, and it's delivered fresh anywhere in the U.S.
It's time to restore digestive harmony, regulate your cravings, shed excess weight, and get a holiday-worthy glow just in time for the season.
Also, I want to shout out, they've got their clean boutique, and they've just launched their holiday shop. I'm just seeing here, they have a holiday collection, popcorn, a nice manifestation candle. You can give the gift of glow with some granola. Wow. I just think, do what I'm doing and just see this page for the first time.
This is Elizabeth's excitement in real time.
We love Sakara, and you guys should head over there too. For a limited time, Sakara is granting our listeners early access on their only sale of the year, which is 25% site-wide. Use the code RETROGRADE EARLY ACCESS. That's 25% off your entire order. That's from the clean boutique. That's from the meals, anything.
Wow.
When you go to Sakara.com, enter the code RETROGRADE EARLY ACCESS. This is for the holidays. RETROGRADE EARLY ACCESS at checkout for 25% off your entire order. That's Sakara, Sakara.com.
Yes. They're back.
Tradesy.
Oh, okay. Hello, dear Tradesy, you're the greatest thing on earth.
Tradesy is an online resale marketplace where women buy and sell luxury designer fashion. There's a website, there's an app. I'm obsessed.
Okay, you know I'm obsessed with jewelry and hoarding gold.
Yes.
I did get this ring on Tradesy.
Ooh.
It's a 14 karat gold crystal, yellow crystal ring with little heart cutouts on
the
side.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't it so quirky and
odd? She's fashion. She's fun.
So what I like to do is I just like to go in, right, gold jewelry size 7. And then I just put everything in my cart. and then I obviously don't buy everything.
You edit.
I edit.
Yep.
But it's so fun because like it's a collection of things from so many people.
And in addition to jewelry, new and pre-loved, they also have designer handbags, accessories, shoes, and clothing. Everything on Tradesy is authenticated, so you'll always get what you paid for or your money back. Also, you know, Steph and I have really focused throughout the years on sustainable options while also looking cute and, if I do say so myself. My favorite thing to do when I'm on the app or on the website is you can select new with tags as an option.
Right.
So there's a insane amount of shoes and bags. That's primarily what I tend to look at, sweaters too right now, that are new with tags that have never been used. So if you're passionate about the planet and sustainability, Tradesy lets you shop smarter while never sacrificing style. Amen.
Also, not to mention you can buy on Tradesy, but you can also sell on Tradesy. So you're doing both to extend the life cycle of luxury. So
Here's what you do. You visit tradesy.com. That's T-R-A-D-E-S-Y.com. You will save $50 on your purchase of $200 or more with code retrograde at checkout. That's tradesy.com. Use code retrograde at checkout. And if you spend $200 or more, you will save $50.
Yes. And they have great price points kind of like all over the place. So we love it. So excited to welcome them as partners to the show, back into the retrograde family. And then we've got a shout out of Ronnie.
Okay.
Guys, here's the thing.
I'm beyond embarrassed.
Turns out
we called it Arvani.
But it's Avrani.
Obviously.
So we want to talk about them again because we feel so bad and embarrassed. So here's the thing about this incredible company. They are a premium skincare brand inspired by India's ancient beauty rituals, combining powerful yet gentle Indian-inspired ingredients like turmeric, almond oil, which are clinically proven to improve the look and feel of skin. And Stephanie and I have both been using these products and are obsessed. We just never said the name of it out loud.
Do I look like I'm glowing from the Glow Activating Exfoliator?
You sure do.
Thank you. The Glow Activating Exfoliator is made with turmeric, honey, and neem, and it is so great. And if you go online, you'll find out that it has so many five-star reviews. It's honestly so great. And I know Elizabeth loves all of their stuff because there's really, really minimal scentedness.
Yes.
And for the sensitive skin set of you all, that is very critical.
Guys, as you know, fragrances and myself, we don't do well. Mm-mm. And including being free of fragrances, they're also made without parabens and sulfites. So we love it. I do want to say about the mask, it's kind of a two-step process. You put it on, you get like that whole mask experience, and then as you take it off, it exfoliates.
I also like that you can choose to use it as just an exfoliating scrub or a mask, depending on how much time you're giving yourself in that tub. Like if I'm showering, I'm just scrubbing. If I'm tubbing in goddess timing,
right,
masking.
So it's hydrating, and then you've got those jojoba beads to exfoliate, and it's just like smooth skin life. So guys, go to avrani.com/retrograde. That is spelled AAVRANI.com/retrograde. And use our code retrograde. And our listeners are going to get 20% off your first order. They don't really do discounts. So we're offering this to our crew. With the holidays coming up, you can gift a ritual set, which has a great group of all of their products for someone you love, and share the gift of glowing skin.
That's Avrani, AAVRANI.com/retrograde for 20% off your first order. And now guess what time it is?
To go back to the show.
Hey, hey, hey.
We wanted to do something fun. We know, obviously, this year has been wild. Played around with this a few other times before, but we wanted to call in some listeners who many of them haven't had a reading before. I always really love hearing other people's readings. So we're going to call them into the Zoom. We've got three listeners who all wrote to us wanting a reading, and we're just going to let you do your thing. And I personally adore, because your cards are so pop culture-y, like it's so fun listening to you explain the reading. So we're just going to be little flies on the wall as we welcome in some listeners, just for like a fun, while you're home, let's offer you guys some of our favorite people. So we are going to call in Rebecca first.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Are you in a school lunchroom?
I am in a school. Yes. I'm a teacher. So I just finished my day.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
Yeah. So was there anything specific that you wanted to focus on that you were seeking clarity around today?
I think a little bit kind of around my career and my future here as a teacher, and like kind of brought into like starting a family, and where's that going for me?
After I finish shuffling with the intention for your reading, the first card I look at is the base of the deck, and that's kind of immediate energies around you. And you have Two of Swords. So this card in my deck, I made Gwen Stefani because that's kind of the card of you may have kind of some blocks around like mutual exclusion right now. Like, oh, can I do it all? Can I start this family and still have this career that I love? And she's such an example of like, yes, you absolutely can. You know, she's this incredible mom. She's an amazing musical artist. She was one of the few celebrities that did a clothing line well and successfully. So this is just kind of like the universe giving you the thumbs up of like, you don't have to choose one or the other. You truly can allow yourself to invite in everything. That's like a quick little like, yes. Okay. So at the center, you have the High Priestess. This is around timing of things. And if there's anything you still feel, and we're all feeling this in 2020, like a little bit of like uncertainty around, or like, I don't know yet. This is kind of like, I always think of that, like when you're in a pedestrian crossing, the traffic light of wait, just wait, because you will know. It will become abundantly clear when the timing is right. But like, yes to starting a family, it's going to be amazing. And like, you're still going to be able to have the career and the family. But anything that you're kind of like, but is this, you're going to know. And also with the High Priestess, because it is that lunar ruled, like very like divine feminine energy, really be open to receiving those signs from your spirit guides and asking for them and asking for clarity, because you're going to know when it's right. It looks like coming into this, and this is like, not surprising, it is like freaking 2020, but you have this year, you've navigated this quite well, the Knight of Swords, but with the Page of Wands reversed, it's like you've navigated this switch in how probably the school system is going, how you're teaching, like how you had to make that kind of evolution and that pivot. But the Page of Wands reversed is a little bit of, because it's the card of like fire and like inspiration and sparking that passion. It's almost like a fear of, in your recent past leading up to this point, maybe being fearful of getting too excited. Like, I don't want to dream too big. I don't want to like get too excited about this because it is 2020 and I'm kind of like, I don't know. This is saying that like, you've navigated this well, and like, you're kind of, you know what is right for you. You do have that high level of psychic ability and intuition. So it's okay to ask for more. I think that like, this is kind of being in a place of like, I'm just grateful. Like I have a job and I'm doing well when other people are not doing this well. And it's awesome that you have that amount of gratitude, but it's also okay to be like, yes. And like, thank you universe for this. And I also am looking to expand and receive more. Does look like your partner is really beautiful. You have the Five of Pentacles reversed with Ace of Swords. I feel like there is a lot of support around you. The reversal of the Pentacles and the upright is, if there were any challenges, like financially, around kind of uncertainty around the future, like this is really showing that you came through a period of recognizing that level of support. And there's also kind of, I think, the Ace of Swords around this, like a new knowledge of your relationship, of the capacity of how you're going to move forward, almost like an affirmation of how you want to move forward as a family too. This card is kind of, it's like the Hermione Granger card of when you find out like you're a witch or a wizard and you're going to Hogwarts. So I feel like this is like, you've kind of unlocked your superpower as a couple and as like how you're going to like move forward as a family. And there's a level of excitement of kind of what you're capable of that this time, though it's been challenging, I'm sure, also clarified a lot and showed you kind of like how strong you are together, and the fact that like you're gonna be like a really good family and be like amazing parents. Outside energies for this, I actually see, I don't know what your timing around like possibly starting a family looks like, but I do see this in like 2021 later in the year. So you have Six of Cups and Ten of Cups, and this is kind of literally like the happily ever after happy family card. This I would see more in like towards the end of 21. So I don't know if that's like when you like are looking to like plan to give birth, but like this fall time in 2021, but definitely showing that this is in alignment for you to have kids. You guys are, and it's going to just expand upon your family structure and your relationship even further. Is Scorpio, because there's a lot of water around this, and I'm getting like fall time, so it may be born in Scorpio season, something around Scorpio season with that. And the near future, yeah, and it's this is just kind of like an affirmation of don't worry about the money. Like I'm getting, don't worry about the money. If that's been a concern with starting a family, with like uncertainty around career stuff, you have Five of Cups in the reverse, so it's almost like Five of Cups upright is when you're looking at the spilled cups, the things that aren't working, like the struggles, the loss, that's behind you. So if there were any challenges financially, work-wise in 2020, it's almost like telling you that's in your rear view mirror in the reversal. And sometimes we can still be triggered by that. Like, oh, like I don't want that to happen again. Or like, thank God I made it through, but like, I've got to make sure. It's kind of like, just give gratitude for where you are and know you've already learned those lessons. Your past self cleared that, so you're cool. And you have the Five of Cups reversed with the King of Pentacles. And this is like the ultimate bling bling card. This is like things are going to be, money's going to feel easier. It's going to feel like it's flowing. So if that was a concern, make sure to not make decisions around like lack mentality with finance, because you've got this, like it's coming. This is good.
Okay. Wow. That all like really resonated, especially talking about the relationship and just feeling stronger. So that all like really felt.
That's felt amazing, good. Rebecca. Okay. Now we're letting Julie in.
Is there anything specific that you were kind of looking to focus on? Any questions that you had that you wanted to get some more info around from the card?
I've been wondering a lot lately about my career, as many people have. I know it's like a big time for career change and things like that. And I'm just wondering, look into changing careers or like in what direction my career is headed?
So I always start with the base of the deck. It's kind of like the immediate energies and that the spirit guides, the universe wants you to know. You have the Knight of Wands reverse. So what I will say is this is a symbol of, I would say the short answer, we'll look at the overview in more detail, is yes, it's time to make a change. And the reversal of Knight of Wands, the Knight of Wands upright, it's the card that I made Cardi B in my deck, which clearly I love because, you know, I ripped my name from her. But she, what I love about her is she's very unapologetically herself. She is kind of that, like, take it or leave it, this is me. The reversal of this is kind of indicating that there are aspects of yourself that maybe are not being fulfilled, or that you can't be like 1000% you, and maybe you're dimming your light a little bit in your current career. So this is kind of, you know, giving you the like validation of, if you're feeling that, that's fair, and that's absolutely happening. So maybe it's time to make a change where you can just kind of stand in that power and stand in that truth. So at the center, you have the Ten of Wands reverse. Ten of Wands is ruled by Mercury in Sagittarius. So this is a little bit of a challenging energy. The reversal is when it kind of comes around and is a bit easier. Like the next, I would say, 2.5 months are going to be very clarifying. I think for a lot of people, the end of this year, between now and the winter solstice, energies are intense, but there's also a lot of, in Scorpio season, like shedding the old. So if this is a switch you're looking to make, if you're looking to make that transition, I would say in the next 10 weeks, so that probably is between, my math is bad right now, that probably is end of December. In the next 10 weeks, you're gonna know, and it's going to get kind of clearer and clearer. And this change is going to be something that is not as scary as you think. When you face it, when you put the energy into it, it's not as terrifying as like almost the unknown of it. Coming into this, what you've been doing, it looks like you've been quite successful in. You have Queen of Pentacles and you have the Hierophant. And what it's showing you is the switch that you're you know, going to make, that will, like, not that you have to, but it looks like it would be advantageous for you to make if you're considering it. You learned a lot of lessons. The Hierophant is the Oprah card in the deck I created. It's like, this has given you a lot of lessons that you're going to build upon. Even if what you're doing moving forward is different in a lot of ways than your current career, this has given you a lot of ammunition, those aha moments, even if by contrast, of how you're going to operate moving forward. And the security of what you've been doing, Queen of Pentacles is kind of that earth queen of like the money's there, the security's there. It's kind of allowed you to see what base level you're like capable of and know that that's cool. I know that I'm capable of achieving and acquiring that. And these are not going to be taken away from you. They're only going to add to the success of this next venture. So try to remember that and not think that you're going to have to be leaving that behind when you leave this current situation behind. It looks like, yeah, you have the World and the present energy, and you have the Ten of Cups. So the World is ruled by Saturn, and it's Betty White in my deck. It's kind of like when you've done all the things that you set out to do, you're like, I checked them all off my list. And as a result of that, you can kind of really operate from a place of just what brings you joy. Like, I made this Betty White because how now she's like, I ate hot dogs for breakfast and I date guys 50 years younger because she can. Like, you're now in that stage of like, free your past self from the expectations you set, because you achieved it, especially with this Queen of Pentacles. Like, you've been successful in your career. Like, you've done all of the things that like past you set out to do. So this is now showing you like what now just excites you. It also looks like, are you in a relationship?
No, I just broke up with someone like a month ago.
Okay. It looks like there's somebody new coming in through this next career path. And it's somebody that, it's not necessarily that you like work side by side together, but someone that works in this new realm that you're looking to move in. Ten of Cups is also like there's a lot of water energy. They, it's almost like they speak your love language. They're a lot, I think, better at communicating than what you just exited out of. So if in ways you weren't feeling seen or heard in that, this person, it's kind of like they already operate in that way. And this is a really beautiful, I see this coming through, this change that you're making. That you meet in that way, like they work in this world. And I see you even like later on working together, like starting something together, or like you're passionate about the same ways to help the world, help the collective. Outside energies coming in around this, you have, I don't know when you're looking to, and like I said, I see this in the next 10 weeks, but there's something big coming in Aquarius season for you. The Star card's the card of divine timing, but also ruled by Aquarius. And you have this with King of Swords. Like, King of Swords is the truth bomb. It's kind of like the, like you almost like that Jim Carrey liar, liar, like you cannot like even lie, you can't even pretend anymore. So by Aquarius season, I see you very like set up in this new path. So if you start to make that transition in the end of 2020, that like 10 week mark, by Aquarius season, I really see you like in this and thriving in it, where you're like, it's almost like there's no turning back in a good way. Like, if you like, you're at that place in Aquarius season, you're like, I can't even imagine going backward because I'm so fulfilled by this new path. In the near future, there's going to be, okay, so this is good problems to have. You have the Five of Swords reverse and you have Seven of Cups. The Five of Swords, I always prefer the Fives reverse. They're a lot easier to deal with. In the upright, it's the Omarosa card. It's kind of like shady victory. But the reversal is when you're exiting with integrity. So this may be exiting like your current situation, taking the high road. Even if there's a way that you could like leave earlier because an opportunity is coming up and you could like stick it to them. Like this is like the don't lose the win the battle to lose the war. You're going to take the high road, but there's also many opportunities coming in the next couple of months. Seven of Cups is when there's lots of things on the table and it's kind of like overwhelming. Good problems to have, but you're going to have to decide quite quickly which way to go. But I do see this being like the next 10 weeks through Aquarius season being very expansive for you. And that might be like, oh my gosh. And the thing in Seven of Cups, what I will tell you to like the note to end on, just again, go within and trust your own inner guidance system, because it can be tempting to go without, like outside of yourself and pull your friends and family. Should I take this? Should I do this or this? You know what to do. So as all of these opportunities occur, it's almost like the universe being like, okay, you can literally have anything, but what do you want? And you go with that. Even if it seems like a little bit crazier, a little bit riskier, like that's what you're going to be the most fulfilled in, I feel like.
That's what I was thinking, like towards the end of the year, like making a career change. So I guess this is just further validation. So. Thank you.
All right. Our next and final listener, we've got Alda joining us. Hi.
Hey, Alda. So I'm so excited to read for you today. Is there anything you were looking to get the reading kind of focused on? Any questions you want answered?
Because of COVID, I lost my job. I'm wondering if I should still pursue that line of work or if I should just try something new.
So at the base of the deck, you have the Eight of Cups reverse. So this is always kind of the first energy I look at. Eight of Cups reverse is showing it's not a complete deviation from what you were doing. It's not necessarily same field, like, okay, it's going to be the same exact position at a different company, but it does look like there are aspects of what you were doing that you really loved. So this is Eight of Cups reverse is kind of when you're not fully like walking away from something, or there may be aspects you don't want to walk away from because they were genuinely like rewarding for you. So it's not a complete deviation, but it does look like it's something different. At the center, you have Three of Wands. Are you going anywhere? Like, are you doing anything, like any little like trips or like get togethers that are out of your normal routine in the next like 3 weeks?
No.
Okay. I would say like pay attention to if there's any way that you can just get out of your day-to-day routine. And if you don't have anything planned, Three of Wands is the card that like of your ship about to come in. And often it doesn't have to be like a big, like eat, pray, love trip in any way, but it's, we're able to often get signs and symbols from our spirit guides if we're kind of not on autopilot in like the same routine. As you do that, there's going to be like signs and symbols you get. So I don't know if you're someone who gets like signs from numbers or from certain animals, but pay attention, especially in this next 3 week period. I feel like it's going to be like almost getting louder and louder in the beginning of Scorpio season for you, like the 23rd. So pay attention around kind of like the start of Scorpio through the full moon on the 31st. I think you're going to like start to get a lot of interesting signs and clarity around what this exactly looks like. You may have conversations with people or reconnect with people that are going to be a part of like this next phase of what you're going to be doing in your career.
I just had a conversation today with somebody who said that one of her friends was looking for a person in the field that I do. And I was like, well, that's totally out of the blue. You're just my dad.
Oh, cool. It's yes. This is totally, okay, cool. I would definitely connect back with that. So the Three of Wands is that energy where it's about to hit and it's like, pay attention to those little synchronicities. So 1000%, like that's like, you're on the right track. So coming into that, it's also going to be this new position. If what you were doing before, you were quite like, you were good at, but it felt like work. Like you were the 10 of Wands in the upright. It's like Mercury in Sagittarius astrologically. So there's success to it, but it's like work. There might've been work to even like communicate to get out what you needed because of like, I don't know if that was like political structure. Like, so it's like, you were good at what you did, but it was work to like get it done. What this new position is going to feel a lot more balanced. Temperance is kind of like the alchemist of the deck where it's like, yes, you get to put out what you're doing, but it's also received in a more harmonious manner. And it's less of a battle to get the little things done. So I feel like there's more balance in the day-to-day work life of this new position and also more like work-life balance. I don't know even if at the end of your previous position, if it was like you were putting in a lot more work than other people and just feeling a little bit like drained in time-wise in scenarios, this is going to be a lot more harmonious. The Temperance card really brings in kind of that moderation. inspiration. In the present energy, you have Ace of Swords. So you've already had that reach out, I feel like. Five of Swords with this, it's funny because Five of Swords can be a challenging card in the upright. It is Venus in Aquarius. And it's, I made it Omarosa in my deck because it can kind of sometimes be a little bit shady. But in ways combined with Ace of Swords, I would say that this is being strategic in how you reach out to this. So this may be following up, being like, in a good way, opportunistic is how I would word this home. You have to harass a little, but like with charisma, okay. Especially with Mercury retrograde that we're in, it's kind of like, it's okay if you need to feel that you're like a little bit opportunistic in this, but the Ace of Swords, the truth has already like shown itself that this is a good path for you to pursue. Head energies for this. This also going to be some information, even like definitely within the next 3 weeks, this is moving forward, but even within the next 6 days, you have Six of Swords with Three of Swords reverse. And this is good information coming in that alleviates any stress or anxiety. The Three of Swords and the upright in my deck is Jennifer Aniston, and like love, like she's always like, there's a breakup, there's tragedy, right? Is this news coming in is going to like alleviate any of those like anxieties that may have been looming. And I feel like it's going to be quite transformative. So it's something that is going to lead to like an actual position. It's going to feel like there's a transformation, that you're crossing this bridge that may have been a little bit anxiety ridden in the recent past. And there's money around this. So I don't know if that's like, if it's more than what you're making, but you have 10 of Pentacles and you have the Hanged Man. The 10 of Pentacles, there's definitely, this is the card of abundance and success. I feel like if money has been a concern, which is showing that like financially, this is taking a turn, like for the better, you may be making even more than you were in your previous position. The Hanged Man is when I was saying at the base of the deck with the Ace of Cups reversed, that it's like, it's similar to what you were doing, but it's a bit different. There may be elements of this position that you feel like, oh, I didn't do this before. You're someone who's probably often very hard on yourself. And like you are, before that reason, you're amazing at what you do because you're like, I'm going to do it the best. But Hanged Man is like, be kind to yourself with this new opportunity because there may be things you don't know. And it's kind of breathing and surrendering to that, like, okay, it's a little bit uncomfortable. Like, I don't know this, but like, it's definitely going to pay off and it's rewarding. It's much more of a rewarding that you're working with than your previous.
Wow. Those are all really good things.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. Keep me posted.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
That was so amazing.
Thank you, ladies. That was so fun.
So fun. I feel like there's no better way to really learn the cards than by hearing them explained in a reading.
One of my best friends she's like awesome at reading now because she's just watched me forever do it. And even my ex-wife is like decent at it, like in a crunch. Yeah. So no, that's good to hear.
So I know that you have a podcast as well. Can you let us know where we can find you and where listeners can find you? Cause you do digital readings, which are like the best.
My podcast and my deck, everything is called Badass Bitches Tarot. So you can go to badassbitchestarot.com and the deck is there. You can book a reading with me virtually, FaceTime, Zoom, all of that. And then my podcast is like yours, everywhere that podcasts are available. It's Badass Bitches Tarot. And you can also, I now just started YouTube because my niece is 13 and she's like, people like to watch it. So I have, it's just the podcast, like visually, if you prefer YouTube, and that's also Badass Bitches Tarot. So all of that.
We're fans and subscribers for life. You are so gifted. Thank you so much for coming and sharing that with some of our community and peeling back the layers. What's happening? I have no idea. But letting us in on your process a little bit, it's really cool to hear about, you know, your story and how you got to where you're at now.
And inspiring, you know, the through line today with the readings was everyone's really questioning around career, and to know that you were in the same spot and did such a pivot, and to have you here now with us in this iteration of your career to is like proof that changes can be a great, wonderful thing. It's so inspiring. So thank you.
Much. I'm so grateful for you and for this podcast and just for what you kind of provide for the collective and share and make possible for everyone. So it's an honor as always to spend time with you ladies.
Likewise, I'll be calling you at the end of Q4 for my 2021 follow-up reading.
We just wanted to thank everybody for joining us today. And thanks so much to Sakara, Avrani, and Tradesy for helping to make this show happen. We're so proud to be working with you.
Indeed, we are.
And thanks, guys. Stay safe out there. Feel good. hit us up. We're at So Retrograde on Instagram, and check us out, thatsoretrograde.com, if you want to check out our newsletter.
And you know what we love is we love an iTunes review.
Oh, yeah. We sure do.
We love good ones. If you don't have a good one,
But if you leave a bad one, don't worry. Steph will speak right to it.
Don't worry. I'll be on Instagram ASAP.
All right, guys. I'm Elizabeth Kott.
I'm Stephanie Zimbari. We'll see you next week.
Bye.